sit and be silent.
你可不可以就是曾经记得坐的时候，而且是安静的？
Several times in the Bible it says, "Be still, be quiet, be still, and know I am God."
圣经里有好几处曾经讲到，你静坐在那里，等候，思想我是谁。
You know, you kind of wonder what God wants.
你在这里会在想，神到底要我做什么？
To be still is very, very difficult because we're always busy. We're busy running around with work, with family, with our children.
要我们静静的不做任何的事情是非常的难，因为我们常常在是一切的忙碌当中，要跟我们的家庭、跟我们的朋友做任何的事情。
And when God says be still, be quiet, you know, it's hard to just sit.
当神告诉我们说安静的时候，我们觉得非常的难，因为我们觉得坐在那里就好像是上了天堂。
And I think there's another reason it's hard.
我想还有一个原因，为什么安静是非常难的。
Sometimes when we just sit and try to stop thinking and relax, we have a feeling in our heart, in our spirit, and sometimes that feeling is just, for example, a sadness.
我想到另外一个原因是，当我们曾经在安静的时候，在我们的心里有一种感觉，这个感觉是很难以诉说的，好像是一种很悲伤的感觉。
So if you sit down and just relax and do nothing with your mind, what comes to you? You know, sometimes maybe it's a sadness or it's a hurt, or sometimes there's just a emptiness.
当我们安静的时候，我们在思想我们心中到底在想什么，我们不知道，不知不觉的觉得是一种空的空洞，有一种悲伤，有一种好像无所事事的感觉。
You know, I often find I don't like those kind of feelings. And you know, we kind of keep busy with work, with our family, with our children, even busy with church, and we never just sit.Be still and listen to what God says to our heart. It's uncomfortable.
我觉得我也在这样的遭遇当中挣扎，因为我知道我在坐着安静的时候，我不知道我心中在想什么。因为我们常常是在忙于我们的家庭、我们的周遭、我们的工作，我不知道在那个时候神到底要我干什么。
But I think that God actually would like us to.Understand those feelings because a lot of times we're functioning with our minds, but we're not aware of our spirit or our soul. And if we're aware of our soul, we realize that we're spiritually dry, if you will. We're spiritually thirsty.
我曾经在想，神到底要在我安静的时候让我干什么？因为我们实在是太忙了。所以不并不知道神要叫我们做什么。我是想在那个时候，我们常常是因为我们一直在忙，所以我们就忽略了我们在精神层面的需要。也许神要让我们在这时候思想，他要让我们知道精神里面的需要。
And so I think in some ways, even though we don't like it, it's good to sit, to be still, to hold our spirit in the hand and realize that.Our spirit, our soul is dry and thirsty. That's what God wants us to feel so that we will come to Him and drink the water of His Spirit.
当我们安静思想的时候，我们曾否这样想到，神要让我们在安静的时候来看见我们的灵里面的干渴，愿我们的灵能够到神的面前来得到他的活水。
And, you know, if you think about it, at the beginning of the Bible, there's the tree of life in the Garden of Eden and four rivers. And then at the end of the Bible, we find the tree of life and the river of life.
在圣经里面开始的时候，我们有看见有这个生命树，有这个活水，四条河的水。 在我们圣经最后的时候，心天心地里同样有这个生命树，还有这个活水。
And actually, the very last thing that God says in the whole entire Bible is this: the Spirit and the Bride, they say, "Come."
在整个圣经里面，我看见最后神要告诉我们，这个灵还有新娘都要来。
But the Bible ends with him saying, "Come." But what does it say? He says, "Come." Let the person who is thirsty drink of the water of life.
圣经里说，让在灵里干渴的人来喝这生命的活水。
So the water of life, the river of the water of life, must be really important to God. So I wonder, is it important to us?
生命和生命的活水一定是对神是非常重要的。那么，这个对我们是否也重要呢
？And I think we're able to do that if we be still, listen to our soul and our spirit, and come to God in quietness.
我相信，当我们安静的时候，来聆听我们灵里面的声音的时候，我们就会来到神的面前来领受从神而来的活水。
And so I just invite us, well, look, if you will with me, at the beginning of the last chapter of the Bible, right before God says, let the person who is thirsty come and drink of the water of life.
好吧，那我们一起来到圣经的最后一章，那我们来看看神是怎样告诉我们，让灵里面有干渴的人来到生命的河水。
So we see here, at the very end, John says, the angel, he showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, or clear as crystal.
在最后一本书启示录 的最后一章，约翰使徒约翰讲到，天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶。
And we learn that that living water comes straight from God Himself. Look at what it says. It's flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb through the middle of the street city.
我们在这里看见那一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
And then on either side of the river is the tree of life, and it says that it has 12 kinds of fruit.And it brings fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree of life are for the healing of the nations or of the peoples of all of us. It's our healing.
在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子，每月都结果子。树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
And then several verses later, at the very end of the Bible, he says, "Let the one who is thirsty drink of the water of life."
在同一章的后一些经文，他讲到让灵里渴的人一同来到这里，喝这活水的水。
And so before we begin, I'd like to invite us to pray, but I'd like you to pray in a certain way.
在这个开始之前，我邀请大家一同来祷告，我们用一种特别的方法来祷告。
Let's just be quiet and still and see if we can.Feel or sense what is in our spirit and our heart when we're quiet.
那我们在安静的时候，我们一同来感觉自己的心中有没有那一种安静的、平静的感觉。
And let God speak here.
让神在我们心中。
God, we ask that you would send our spirit, your spirit into our lives.
神啊，我们祈求你的灵来到我们的生命当中。
We pray that our minds and our hearts would stop thinking.
我们祷告我们的灵魂，我们的心不要一直在想那么多东西。
We pray that our spirit and our soul will be able to hear and listen.
我们祷告我们的灵，我们的魂。可以在聆听我们所你要讲给我们听的。
We pray that this morning you will help us to understand what it means to come and drink of the water of life.
我们祷告今天早晨你的话让我们明白什么叫来到生命河旁来饮你的活水。
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
感谢耶稣的祷告。
Do you know when you go to another country and you learn a new language, it's very interesting the first words that they teach you.
你有没有注意到当你来到一个新的国家又学习一种新的语言第一句话是非常有意思的。
If you go to Germany, you know, the first lesson, when I did this, I went to Germany, lesson number one, E, but no, I'm sorry, I can't even say German anymore. Ein, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, one, two, three, four, five.
如果你去德国，我曾经学过德语啊，我现在忘得差不多了。不过我学的开始是说如何用德语说一二三四五，对吧？
对呀。But you know the second lesson number two is very, very important.
你知道第二课的话是非常重要的。
Because you get to use that word I one.
因为你知道你可以用那个第一个学的字就是一。
Okay. Can you guess what it is?
想一想这一怎么用法？
Noch ein, yeah, just still one. Noch einmal Bier bitte.
Noch einmal Bier bitte.
Noch einmal Bier bitte.
Noch, 我要喝一杯啤酒。
please bring me one more beer.
给我再来一杯啤酒。
China, lesson number one.
到中国去第一课学什么呢？
1, 2, 3 Lesson number 2.
第二课是讲什么？
太贵了。
Too expensive.
便宜。便宜。
Can I get a discount?
降价。
Oh, give me some break.
You know, so when you're new in China, you want to get on your bike, you want to go someplace, you want to walk into a store and practice your Chinese.
如果你在中国的话 你放下东西你骑上自行车你要去路边的摊头你就要想到如何来练你的中文
You know, so you look at something
先看
MP3
MP3
MP3 You know And then you say 你可以便宜吗
Then you say give me a little cheaper
But you have to learn It's not just the words, it's what you doDon't
just say this words. How are you? You 必须要知道你要怎样做才能够得到这个。
What do you have to do?
你要干什么呢？你怎么样才能够得到这个
？What do you have to do?
你必须要做什么
？I'll tell you what you have to do.
我告诉你，你必须要。
太贵了，我说了。So when we lived in Shenyang and we came out of our apartment, we only had two ways to go.
当我们住在香港的时候，我们离开上海、沈阳、
上海，
离开沈阳的这个寓所的时候，出来只有两条路可以走。
Because behind us was the river 恒河。
在我们后面是一条河，是叫恒河。
Yeah.And you know you can go over the bridge, but there's nothing there.
你可以跨用桥走过桥跨过河，但是河那边没有什么东西。
So you get out and you can go left, but where we live, we had to go through 东北大水南门。
在我住的地方要走过那个桥那个地方的时候，必须往左走，必须要经过这个东北
University, Northeastern,
North 东北 Northeastern University.
Yeah, you cannot say
Sanskrit.
Nan Man. No, this is Dongbei. Nan Ma.
You have to say Sanskrit.
And then, actually, if you went in there and then you ran out, Dong Ma.
如果你这样走，一直走到东 Sanskrit.
Eastgate.
Eastgate 的话
you went to this place.
你就会来到这个地方。
三好街
three good streets.
Three good streets.
Do you want a cell phone?
三号街.
If you need a cell phone, go to Three Good Street.
打印机. Need a printer? 三号街.
Oh, printer! You can get it from Three Good Street.
Every place. You have to go to get everything at 三号街.
你可以到三号街买到所有的东西.
But you know, there's another thing that you have to learn.
你知道吗? 还有一个事情你必须要学习的.
You know, first, you know, 太贵了,我走了.
第一个, too expensive. I'm not going to touch it.
夸父, HP.
哦,这个是 HP的这个 printed cartridge.
Yeah, there's another important question.
有一个更重要的问题啊。
是真的还是假的？Is
it authentic or fake?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to go to another place.
非常难去另外一个不熟悉的地方。So
you have no idea how many times I would go to 三好街.
你不知道多少时候我要去那个 Three Good Street.
And you know, it's what is it? 颠倒城。 Right? It's the computer city.
Yeah, 你看这个是 computer city, 电脑城.
You know, man, it's this long, long block and there's lots and lots and lots of buildings, and when you walk into the buildings, there's 2, 3, 4, 5 floors, and when you walk into the floor, there's stall after stall after stall after stall.
你走进那个街的话,店是一家连一家,你走进一家店的话,那是有一层加一层,你走进每一个层的话,看不就是一个挨一个。
I'm going to tell you about these photos.
但是我要告诉你这个照片到底是什么。
It's a lie.
哦，这是一个谎话。
No, go back.
啊，这回去一趟。
Why?
为什么,
Why is it a lie?
为什么是一个谎话?
There's only one time a day when they can take this picture, and it's at 7 o'clock in the morning or 6:30 in the morning. Do you know why?
只有每一天只有一个时候可以拍这个照片，早晨7点钟的时候，你知道为什么吗?
Rent that show.
啊，人。 It's too few people.
Too few people. You know, when you go there, there's people everywhere, and you have to push, and you have to push, and you have to push to get anywhere.
如果你到那边去，你从一个地方转到另外一个角上的话，你必须挤来挤去，你把所有的人都挤到别的地方去。
And for you, it's easy, but for me, it's not so hard.
但是对我来说是，对你来说是比较容易，对我不容易。
And then you go inside. Look at what it's like inside.
但是你看看这个里面，里面到底什么？他们会叫你来进来看看。
You know, you get on the floor, and there's stall after stall after stall after stall. They're everywhere.
你在这个店铺的层面上面，一个一个这个铺槽，接一个铺槽，简直是太多了。
But it never looks like this.
但是从来没有看上去像这个照片上面一样。
Why?
为什么呢？
There's no people there now. It's always full of people and full of noise.
这些照片里面并没有那么多的人，但是实际你在那边的时候，你那周围都是的人。So
if you walk in, it's confusing.
所以你走进去的话，你会觉得你不知道真的走到这个地方了吗？You
know, you walk by, 来来来来来来。
哎，你走过的时候就有人在吆喝，来来来 ，come on, come, come, come.
It's with you. If you stop and you look and you want MP3, MP3.
So if you hesitate, stop and then you pick up the MP3.
Behind you, you hear this guy, that guy, that guy, that guy, la 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 la.
And then the sound coming out from your back and always say, come, come, come.
You know, there's all these people and they're everywhere and they're all saying, come, 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 buy from me.
所有的人都在那里吆喝，来来来来来，我这里的东西比较好.
And it's confusing.
非常的让你混淆.
It's really confusing.
你实在是无从.
And it's hard to feel, it's hard to hear.
而且你根本也听不清楚。
So, 讲没有。
所以你到底
没有了吗？我。 people.
Did you get the discount?
Yeah, so it's hard to, it's hard to bargain. There's so many people and there's so much noise and you can't hear.
谈价钱这是不可能的事情，因为周围的吆喝声都把你们淹没了。
You know, God is like one of those people. 来来来来来来。
你知道吗？神也像这里面众多人中的一个，来了，告诉你说 ，come come come come。
You know, God's always calling, come 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 come。
神总是在说，来来来来来。
God's always trying to offer us something, but we're too busy。
神总是要给最好的给我们，但是我们都说，哦，太忙了。
Now, I want to tell you about when God was in Babylon trying to get His people Israel to listen to Him.
Babylon
exile.
好，我要告诉大家，神在以色列人当中，当他们流亡在巴比伦的时候，要把他们招出来的时候，跟他们所讲的话。
Look at what Isaiah said, or God is saying through Isaiah.
看一看神通过以赛亚要说的，他的话是怎么样。
来来来来来。
Come, come, come.
Yeah, come. All you who are thirsty, come to the waters.
所有你们一切干渴的都当就近水来。
You see, and God's actually even giving a bargain.
神同时还给他们一个这个很好的便宜的价格。
You don't have to bargain.
而且你这个便宜的价格甚至到一个地步你并不需要去讲价。
There's even a more important word than 便宜。
啊，那对便宜还有一个更重要的一个词。
免费。
哦，免费。哦 ，free。
Look at what God is calling out here. All you are thirsty, come to the waters. And if you, even if you don't have any money, come buy the wine, buy the milk, buy the water without money and without cost. 都是免费的。
哦，神在这里告诉他们说，你们一切干渴的都当就近水来，没有银钱的也可以来，你们都来买了吃，不用银钱，不用价值。
But what happens is people are walking through this market in Babylon and they hear this person and they hear that person and they want to buy this and they want to buy that and they're bargaining with this person and we hear everybody but God.
当时发生的就是那些以色列人在流亡在巴比伦的时候他们在巴比伦的市场上每一个摊头在讲价每一个说要卖什么要卖什么但是呢他们却忘记了神在告诉他们
Our bodies and our mind are so busy doing things.
我们的身心灵是如此的忙碌，我们根本就听不见从神来的。
Our spirit doesn't stop and listen to God.
我们的灵没有停下来聆听神的话。
So, 来来来来来。
So come, come, come.
That's God.
那是神。
But look at what he says. Listen, listen carefully.
他这样说，他说你们要留意听我的话。
Eat what is good and delight yourself in abundance.
就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。
You know, God is in the market and He's calling us to come, but sometimes we're just too busy to even listen.
神在市场中呼召所有的人到他的面前，但是我们每一个人都觉得自己太忙，没有时间来到神。
You know, we need to stop and slow down.
我们必须停下来，我们必须减慢我们手中所做的一切。
You know, stop listening to all those other people that are in the marketplace.
停止听市场里面所有吆喝的贩子来听神的话。
You know, that's what he means when he says, "Turn your ear towards me, come to me, and watch me hear." Listen.
这就是当就近我来。侧耳而听
And this is really important.
这是一个非常重要的事
You know, it's not just buying Coca-Cola.
这不仅是买可口可乐
You know, what he says is turn to me and listen so that your soul or your spirit can actually have life. Turn, come, listen.Why? So that your soul may actually live and not die.
在这里，你看见神的话是这样说的。他说：“你要转过来，你要就近，你要侧，你要听，你的灵就必得活。”
Do you ever listen to your soul?
你有没有曾经聆听你的灵魂？
Stop and feel what's in your spirit.
你有没有停下来，手中的一切来聆听你灵里的声音？
Stop and listen to God and feel.
停下来，来听神，来感受到神。
You know, sometimes there's a emptiness.
有些时候有这样的一个空洞。
You know, sometimes there's a sadness.
有些时候又有这样的一个悲哀。
Sometimes there's a hurt.
有些时候有这样的一个损伤。
And we think that it's good to just keep busy and not listen, but we don't realize that feeling those things opens our heart to God.
我们有时候觉得我们来感觉这些忧伤、这些空洞的时候是一个好的，但是我们并没有想到我们必须停下来来领受、来感觉到神。
Sometimes we don't even know what's in our spirit and what's in our heart because we're just too busy for God.
有时候我们在我们身上，我们并不知道我们的灵。我们的灵魂在做什么？我们只是太忙了。
You know, last week I was in Missouri, to do a wedding, and you know, in Missouri it's very hot and humid, so people sweat a lot.
上一周我在密苏里州主持一个婚礼，你知道密苏里州这个时候是很炎热的，真的那些参加婚礼的人都是大汗淋漓。
And I had dinner with a pastor friend of mine and his wife, who's a psychologist.
我在跟那个牧师还有他的朋友一起来做这个共进晚餐，其中一个人他是一个心理学家。
You know, and I was telling them about this Bible verse.
我在告诉他们这一段圣经。
And she said when she was young, something really interesting happened to her.
他就说了，他说当他很年轻的时候，有一个非常有趣的事情发生在他身上。
You know, she was like a college age student, but she was just tired.
他当时是一个大学的学生，可是他就觉得那个时候他身心灵非常的疲乏。
And she had these headaches, not sharp headaches, but just sort of a dull headache that never, ever, ever went away.
他当时就有一个说不出来的这种很平常的这种没劲的那个头疼，然后这个头疼就慢慢的将他拖得筋疲力尽。
So she thought, you know, I'll just drink some coffee and keep busy, and the headache will go away, and I'll have some energy.
所以他用的办法就是常常头疼的时候就喝一些咖啡，喝了咖啡可能头就不疼了，然后过一会头又疼了。
You know, but it never works, so she decided to go see the doctor.
而是后来他发觉这个咖啡从来不能帮他什么忙，所以他就去见了这个他的医生。
You know, and so they take a couple of tests.
然后医生就给他做了几个测试。
And the doctor said something really interesting to her.
医生呢就说了一些非常有趣的事情。
You know, she thought maybe, you know, I got a brain tumor or, you know, I got something really serious. But you know what the doctor said to her?
她自己认为可能自己的脑子里面生了这个脑瘤，但是你觉得，你知道那个医生跟她说什么？
You need to drink more water.
医生跟她说你必须要多喝一点水。
Isn't that weird?
是不是非常的这个奇怪？
The problem is you don't drink enough water.
问题是说医生告诉她你并没有喝足够的水。
You know, she's tired because she doesn't have enough water in her body to give her energy.
因为她非常的累，她因为没有足够的水分在她的身上，就觉得这身上非常的疲惫。
And the headaches come from just not drinking enough.
头疼是因为没有喝足够的水。
And she just ignored it and kept, well, up to that point, she kept ignoring it, just going through life and thinking everything would be okay.
所以一直在她见医生的之前的时候呢，她一直没有注意到喝足够的水，所以她就在那里。
So every day she started drinking a lot of water.
那后来见了医生以后，得了这个劝解的话，她就慢慢的喝越来越多的水。
Energy came back.
这个身体就越来越
Headaches disappeared.
然后这个头疼也没有了。
Suddenly everything was good.
生活也变得越来越美好。
You know that's what a lot of us are like with God.
这是我们非常。我们很多人愿意从神而来。
Not our bodies, but our soul and our spirit.
我们来到神面前，不仅仅是我们身体的需要，而且更重要的是我们灵里的需要。
You know, God is calling us to drink the living water, the water of life.
神召我们来要喝那生命的泉的河水。
And how do we get the water of life that gives us energy?
那我们怎样从神那里得到这生命的河水，得到我们生命的力量呢？
You know what I mean?
你知道我在说什么吗？
You know, you just stop and you listen and you realize you're just emotionally tired and drained and exhausted.
当你停下来思想的时候，你就觉得你的精神、你的灵里面越来越干渴，越来越疲乏，你需要再想。
And the answer is not to be more busy.
答案不是说越来越忙。
The answer is actually to go to Jesus, ask Him for the living water, and have the Spirit come into our lives and be able to fill us up.
答案是来到耶稣的面前，祈求让神的活水进到你的心田，让那个活水的平安喜乐来到你的生命。
Without the living water that Jesus Christ gives us, our soul dies.
没有从耶稣来的这个生命的活水在我们当中，我们的生命将要枯竭。
But with it, we live.
但是如果有这样的活水的话，我们就会生长活泼。
You know, think of the woman at the well.
思想一下，在这个井旁的那个妇女。
Yeah, well, you know, we all kind of know that story. This Samaritan woman.Who came to the well in the middle of the day because there was a lot of sin in her life, and then she comes to get water, and then Jesus starts to talk to her about water.
想象一下，那个撒玛利亚的妇人在一天当中的时候，来到正午的时候，来到井旁，她要得打井的水，可是她心中有很多这个身上有很多的罪。你知道耶稣跟她说什么，要告诉她什么？
And the only thing she can think of is physical water, H2O. She's not.Capable of realizing that her soul needs living water, not just H2O.
撒玛利亚妇人只知道她这个生理上需要那么多的水，可是她并没有能力感受到她的灵里面除了这个水的分实际的水外，还要跟其他的水。
You know what does he say to her? He says, "If you knew two things, if you just knew two things."
他告诉他，如果你知道，只是知道两件事。
If you knew what the gift that God gives, and if you knew me, if you knew who is speaking to you,
你如果知道神给你的礼物是什么，你如果知道现在跟你说话的是谁的话
，you would know that you not only need water H2O, but you need the living water of the Holy Spirit in your life.
你就会知道，你不仅要这个 H2O 这个。化学成分的水，你更要知道，你生命当中需要从神而来的活水。
So what Jesus says, if you knew the gift, if you knew who I was, you would come and now watch this. Ask me for water.
耶稣跟他说，如果你知道神的礼物，你知道我是谁的话，你会来到我的面前来祈求啊生命的活水。
Can you imagine that? Just God give me water.
这个不仅仅是说神啊，你给我水。
But actually, that's what Jesus is saying. He's coming, saying, "Come to me, come to God, and say, God, would you give me living water for my soul?"
他说来到神的面前，神啊，你可不可以给我这个生命的活水？
And it's a promise that he gives.
这是一个神所给的一个应许。
You know, he says, you know, whoever drinks this water, whoever drinks the H2O.He's going to thirst. Every day he's going to be thirsty.
他说所有喝这水的人必要渴，但是喝我的生命活水的永不干渴。
But if you take the time, slow down, and talk to God,
如果你花一些时间静下来，慢下来，来跟神说话的话，
He promises us to give us a spiritual water. And look what he says, he says, we'll never be thirsty again.
知道他跟我们所说的，他所应许我们的说，他我所赐的水要在他里头成为源泉，不会再需要别的水，直到生命永远。
I think that lady was confused.
我想那个夫人当时是被搞糊涂了。
I mean, think of what Jesus just said.
想一下耶稣跟他刚才所说的。
Never be thirsty.
他说你喝了这水，永远不渴。
You know, he says, if I give you the water, it will become inside of you, in your heart, a well, a spring of water coming up, And it is full of life, eternal life.
他说我所赐的水要在它里头成为泉源，只有到永生。
Have you ever thought about just sitting and asking God to fill you with water?
你有没有曾经想过，你就坐在那里，你向神祈求，就是让你的心田充满了他的活水？
What in the world is he talking about? This is confusing.
他在到底讲什么呢？他在讲哪一种水呢？
You know, but if you just keep reading the Gospel of John and you get to the 7th chapter, he begins to tell us what he means.
你如果继续在读约翰福音，一直读到第七章的时候，你就发现到耶稣在讲生命的意义。
He tells us that he's talking about the living water of the Holy Spirit.
他在讲活灵的这个活水。
You know, Jesus, at the end of this festival, he just stands up in front of this huge crowd of people, and he cries up, he screams out so that everybody hears him.
在这个节日的最后，耶稣站在那里向众人高声的呼喊。
If anybody is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
You think, what in the world is he talking about?
你在想他在到底在讲什么？
You know, but then you realize, oh, that festival was the festival of tabernacles, which celebrated the people of Israel going through the wilderness.
哦，你知道哦，想起来了，那个节日是这个庆祝圣殿的节日，是因为以色列人他们在这个旷野绕行的时候，他们所要记起的这件事。
You know, and so you realize when Jesus says, "I'm the light of the world," what he's actually saying is, "I'm that fire, I'm that cloud." That went before the people of Israel, which is another way of him saying, "I'm God."
你这样想起，他说是我是这个世界上的光，我是在这个以色列的人群向前走的时候，那天上的云。
And then when he says, "Come to me and drink," he's saying something else.
然后他又说了说，来到我的面前，可以在这里喝，这是另外一个话题。
Do you remember when they were going through the wilderness and they got thirsty?
你知道他们在这个以色列人在旷野行走的时候，当他们干渴的时候。
You know, at first they come to this big pond and the water's really bitter and they can't drink it.
首先他们来到这个池塘，看见这里面的水是苦的，都不能喝。
God tells Moses, "Throw in this tree and I'm going to make the water drinkable and you'll all have something to live."
然后神说：“我给你这里的这个活的水，让你可以喝。”
And then the people later.They get thirsty and they get upset and they're angry with Moses and they're grumbling and they're arguing. You brought us out here to kill us.
然后他们在后来的两次当中又碰见要水，要喝水，没有水，他们就向摩西发怒，他说：“摩西，你把我们从埃及带出来，来到这个地方没有水喝，我们要杀你。”
You know, they missed the point.
你知道吗？他们完全没有得到神的这个心。
You know, rather than arguing with Moses, they could have gone to God and said, "God, would you give us water?"
如果他们不与摩西争议，他们完全可以来到神的面前求神，说：“神，你可以给我们水。”
You know, we don't want to die. Give us water.
我们不想死，你给我们水吧。
You know, and so there's that two times God says to Moses, "Take that staff, hit the rock, and water will come out, and everybody will drink."
神告诉他两次，他说：“你拿这个杖打这个水就会出来。”
God's not a small God.
神不是一个小的神。
You know, he hit that rock, and it gave water for 2 million people and all of their animals.
当这个杖打的时候，这个水出来的可以供应200万人，还有动物的喝水。
So what Jesus is saying is, I'm that water that came out of those rocks. If you are spiritually thirsty in your soul and in your spirit, come to me and drink. Don't argue with me. Don't fight. Don't complain. Just come and ask.
神说，你除了打这个岩石的话，出来的活水可以让众人在灵里面得没有干渴。不要跟我争论，所有的人、所有的动物，还有灵里面的需要，都可以有这个水。
You know, and then Jesus says, "If you just believe in me, which means if you trust me, there are streams, rivers of living water are going to come from within you, come from your heart, come from your spirit."
耶稣告诉众人说，当你信我的时候，这活水将要从那人里面流出，将要。
And then he tells tells us what the water is. The water is Jesus, but then after he goes back to heaven, it's the Holy Spirit. That's what he says there. He was saying this about the Spirit that anybody who trusts him, anybody who believes in him, will receive him.
耶稣告诉他们，这水是他自己，在这个新的天地里面，这是圣灵，这圣灵要充满信他的人来到这里，给他们生命与活水。
And the problem is, I think, we're so busy we don't stop and relax and be quiet and feel our thirst. We don't even know that we're thirsty. And so, because we don't even stop and know our spiritual thirst, we don't go to God and ask Him to give us His Spirit.
这里的问题是因为我们如此的忙，我们不停下来，我们不慢下来，我们不向神来祈求，因为我们所有的时间被这些忙碌所占据了。神说：“你来到我的面前，你停下手中的，你减慢你所做的，你必要得到从我而来的活水。”
I'm a Californian.
我是从加州来的。
But it's good to live here.
但是住在这里是非常开心的。
You know, why is it not so good to live in California right now?
那为什么现在住在加州并不是最好的呢？
You know, because if there's water, if water flows, food grows.
你知道，如果是这个水的话，从这个路当中流过的话，
No matter how hot it is, if there's water, you can go swimming, cool down.
如果在那边有这个水的话，不管怎么冷，你可以到水里面去游泳，感觉非常的舒适。
You know what? For decade after decade after decade, us Californians have been living life and we haven't been worried about water.
在加州，你问加州人，他们几十年来，他们从来不为水担忧。
But then the drought comes.
但现在干旱来了。
Can people live in California if there's no water?
人。加州人住在加州，他们缺水。
No.
他们能不能过日子？有在一种缺水的情况下来过日子呢？不行。
So if the planet gets warmer and warmer and warmer, and there's less and less rain, but more and more people move to California, can it work?
如果天气气候越来越热，水越来越少，更多的人到加州住在那里，这样行吗
？No.
不行。
Life is like that for us too. We have to have spiritual water come into our soul, otherwise we will die.
人的生命也是这样，我们必须要让生命的活水来到我们心中，好叫我们的心灵、我们的灵魂不至于干渴。
Let me ask it another way.
那我现在用另一个方式来问这个问题。
Some of your parents and grandparents lived in China. 1958, 1958, 1960. What happened?
当时发生了什么？
Yeah, the three bad years with the disasters.
三年自然灾害。
Yes, I think you guys know better than I do.
大家有没有记得，在中国1958年到1960年三年自然灾害，你们大概比我
多。Unless you're younger than I know more than you do, probably.
如果你比我年轻的话，也许我比你知道多一些。
But my point is just that without water, we die.
我的意思是说，如果没有水的话，我们必死。
And what God is trying to tell us is that. Where is physical or H2O, which our body needs?
神在这里告诉我们，有一种物理上的水，就是 H2O 成分的水，这是要满足我们生理上的需要。
And there is also spiritual water, the water of the Holy Spirit that comes through Jesus. And if we don't get that, we spiritually die.
但是另外还有一个从灵里面来的水，就是我们要到神面前，从耶稣来的生命的活水。如果没有这样的水的话，我们的生命将要干渴。
So if you don't believe in Jesus,
如果你不信耶稣的话，
and you stop and listen and are quiet to your heart, is there a dryness and emptiness sadness, a pain.
如果你停下来思想，在你的心中，在你的灵里面，有没有一种干渴？有没有一种空虚？有没有一种这个疲惫
？One more time.
再来一次。
If you stop and you sit down and there is nobody around you and you become quiet.
如果你停下来，你在一个安静的地方，没有人在你的周围，你停下来思想，
有 TV, no television, no computer, no tablet, no cell phone, nothing.
没有电脑，没有平板电脑，没有手机，没有电视。
And you just stop and listen to your spirit and your soul.
你停下来，你来聆听你自己的灵，自己的灵魂。
Is there an emptiness?
在里面有没有一种空洞？
Is there sort of a sadness?
有没有一种悲伤？
Kind of a hurt or a pain that never seems to go away?
有一种让你觉得是伤痛的，有一种这样的感觉从来没有离开你。
Or even this idea that my life is meaningless.
甚至是这样一种想法，就是说我生命是没有意义的。
That is your soul and your spirit that is thirsty, drying up and dying. And that's what Jesus wants to give the water of His Holy Spirit to.
这是在告诉你的，你的灵。你的魂正在枯竭，正在死去，你正在需要是耶稣给予一个生命的活水。
And if you do believe in Jesus,
如果你是信耶稣的
，you know sometimes we have that same feeling too.
那有时候我们有同样的感觉。
You know, I can read the Bible and read the Bible and read the Bible.
我可以看圣经，我可以读圣经，我也可以再读圣经。
But if I don't sit down and go to Jesus in prayer, I can have that same feeling.
如果我不静下来，我停下来，来到耶稣面前向他祷告，我同样会得到这样一种空洞的感觉。
There's a one Bible verse in it. Do you know the word haunt? Haunt. It's in the back of my mind and it bothers me all the time.
你有没有在圣经里面知道有一些经文有一个字叫 haunt, haunt,
haunt, haunt, sort of bother.
在打扰你，
好
这个字
，It's there. You think about it.
这个打扰一直在你的脑背后，一直在影响着我们。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus was talking to the religious leaders. You know, he calls them Jews, John, but I think they were Pharisees.
在约翰福音，耶稣跟那些以色列的这个律法的人在一起，在跟他们讲话，他们称自己是以色列人。耶稣称他们是
You know, and they kept themselves busy, 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 busy. And what were they busy doing? Is reading the Bible, reading the Bible, reading the Bible.
这些人他们把自己的生活搞得非常的忙碌。你知道他们在忙碌什么吗？他们忙碌在读圣经。
You know, they get ready for Friday night.
他们准备好了迎接星期五晚上的到来。
They get ready for the synagogue service on Sunday, reading the Bible, reading the Bible, reading the Bible.
他们星期天早晨预备好了来到了这个以色列的会堂，然后读圣经，读圣经。
But Jesus said to them, "You read the scriptures, thinking that they will give you life."
耶稣告诉他们，你们读这个经文的话，想象说这些东西可以给你们的生命。
And then he goes on to say, it doesn't matter how much you read the Bible, if you don't come to me, you're dead, you're dead.
然后他告诉他，不管你读多少的圣经，如果你不到我的面前来，你没有活的生命，你要死。
Yeah, you read the scriptures because you think that in them you have life, but you refuse to come to me so that you may have life.
耶稣告诉他们说，你们一直在读圣经，你们以为在这里面有生命，但是你们拒绝来到我的面前，你们没有得到那真正活的生命。
So you can see, you know, I'm a Pharisee.
你可以看见我是一个法利赛人。
You know, when God wants me to actually just sit down and come to him and talk to him and say, Jesus, give me your life, give me your spirit, fill me up.
当我停下来，当我减慢，当我来到耶稣面前，我来向他求的话，求神，你给我生命的活水，你给我生命的力量。
You know, he's holding out this incredible thing, spiritual life.
在他的手中有这样一个不可思议的东西，就是一个精神灵里面的一个生命。
You know, on the one hand, he says you'll come to me and drink water, and you'll never be thirsty.
一方面他说你来到我面前你喝这个水你永不干渴。
And then he says, I come that you can have life, and have life abundantly both here and forever in heaven.
另外一面他告诉他说你来到我的面前你可以得到永远的生命这个永远的生命是一个丰盛的生命是永远的永远。
Yeah, and it's a promise, but we have to go back one slide.
另外他还有一个应许我们必须要走到前面的一个章。
You know, we get to the book of Revelation, and water is really important. Spiritual water is really important.
当我们来到圣经里面的启示录的时候，水是非常的重要，特别是灵里面的水是一个非常重要的。
In chapter 7, it talks about the people of God all around Jesus, the Lamb, and it says they'll never again be thirsty.
在第七章里面讲到神的子民来到他的周围。他们得到从他来的生命的活水，他们将永远不渴。
And it's almost as though Jesus is in China in 1960, and he's saying, "Look, I have something, and you're never going to be thirsty again. Do you want it?"
这就好像说，耶稣从在1960年来到中国，告诉当时受自然灾害的这个国民们，告诉他们说：“你来到我的面前，我有一样东西给你们，要不要？”
But you got to realize it's not just physical.It's your soul, your spirit that needs to be.
但是你必须认识到神耶稣给我们的不仅仅是一个生理上的水，而更重要的是一个我们生命里面的活水。
You know, so what does he say? He says you're never going to be thirsty because the Lamb on the throne is going to be their shepherd. But what is he going to do? He's going to lead us to springs of living water.
在第七章十七节，他说：“你们不再渴，因为宝座中的羔羊并牧羊里面，他将领他们到生命水的泉源。”
And then when we get to heaven, to the new heavens and the new earth, do you know what the first thing we're going to see is?
你知道，当我们到这天堂的时候，来到新天新地的时候，第一件事情我们会看见什么？
You know, it's something we in the Northwest can never understand. You have to go to the desert to be able to understand how important this is.
这件事情在我们住在西北地区的人，我们并不能明白。你必须要到沙漠里面，你才能在欣赏这件事情。
Think you're in the desert. There's no trees. There's no grass.
你设想一下，在沙漠里面没有树，没有草。
You know, you walk along, and there's these hills, and there's nothing but rocks.
你一直在走，但是你这里并没有树跟草，只有岩石。
And then suddenly you get to heaven, you get to the new earth, and the new heavens, the new earth.
然后你来到了天堂，你来到了新天新地。
Now what do you see?
你看见什么？
Look at the river of the water of life flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb.
生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
Spiritual water.
灵里面的水。
So that our hearts.Our spirits.
我们的心是我们的这一灵。
No more feel that sadness or that pain.
没有再有那种悲伤的感觉。
No more feel that emptiness or that meaninglessness.
没有再有那种空洞、空虚的感觉。
So that we'll never again, then, but I think even now, have that spiritual dryness where we just feel tired.
你不再有那种灵里面干渴的感觉，不再有在灵里面疲惫的感觉。
And so what do we do?
那我们要做什么呢？
No, he's talking about new heavens and new earth, but he wants us to have it here now.
但是他在讲新天新地的时候，他又告诉我们，现在我们需要活在今天。
You know, as I go back at these different verses, and I just look at the verbs, 动词。
动词。
Yeah, if you look at the verbs, what does it say?
当我看见回来再看这些经文的时候，特别注意动词的时候，这动词在讲什么
？I think in a lot of ways it says be still, be quiet.
这些动词的一个中心意思就是要静下来，安静在神面前。
Take time when you're not so busy and just sit before God.
把时间慢下来，不要太去忙碌，来到神的面前静候神。
You know, just get along with God. Close your eyes and actually lift your spirit up to God and talk to Him and tell Him that you have a spiritual need.
在神面前安静下来，把你心中所需要的带到他的面前，告诉他，在你的灵里面，你需要神来喂养。
I mean, look at these words. Come, listen, hear. Come, ask, drink. Come and drink.
看这些动词，他说你来，你来听，你来想，你来要，你来喝这些动词。
You know, come, if you're thirsty, come to the water. Turn your ear, listen to me.
你干渴的时候，你来到我的面前，你侧耳聆听，你要喝这个水。
So I think it's really important to have times where we're quiet before God.We turn everything off, and we shut down our eyes, our ears, and we listen to God speak to us inside.
非常重要的是，我们来到神的面前，让我们的心静下来，把我们手中所做的停下来，让我们的灵在跟神交通的时候，来完全向他，从他那里领受生命。
When you go to the Gospel of John, what does it say? It says, come to me, drink. But notice this, it says, ask.
你来到约翰福音的时候，你看到他在讲什么？他说，来到我的面前，你可以喝，你也可以要，你可以求。
You know, it's asking for something different than what we normally pray for.
你知道在这里求的时候是跟我们平时所求的是不一样的东西。
You know, we pray to get healed, we pray for money, we pray for our jobs.We pray for our kids to go to the right school. We pray for a lot of things and success. But God is asking us to ask Him for something different.
我们来求医治，我们来求金钱，我们来求在孩子去好的学校，我们求我们的工作的这个顺利等等。
You know, I actually do this, and it's weird.
实际上我也在做这些事，你觉得是不是非常的奇怪？
You need to sit and ask God, give me your living water, give me your Holy Spirit, fill me with your Spirit, give me your life.
但是你知道，当我们静在神的面前，向神祈求说，我的灵里面干渴，你来喂养我，你来充满我的时候
，I think that's what God wants us to ask for.
我想这个是神要他的子民向他祈求的。
Think of it.
我在思想这些话。
If the last thing that a person says at the end of their life to their child, is that going to be important?
如果一个人在他生命的最后一刻向他的儿女所说的话，这句话是不是最重要的？
You know, if I go and my father is on his deathbed dying, and he says, Paul, before I go, I have to tell you something. He tells me it.And then he passes away. His last words. Is it important?
如果我来到我的父亲病重的床榻前，他对我说的最后那些话，是不是 Paul， 我要跟你说我临终最后的话的时候，你觉得这些话是不是非常重要？
The very last thing that God says in the Bible after 66 books.
在圣经66本书的最后的时候，当神告诉他的子民们最后那些话，是不是非常重要？
You know what does he say? He says the spirit and the bride say.
他说新郎的灵。
I don't think he's like.
新娘的灵，来。
I think he's whispering, saying the spirit and the bride say, come. If you're thirsty.First, you have to know that you're thirsty, and then drink of the water of life that I'm going to give you in faith.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
I hope this week that we will all be less busy.
我希望这一周我们所有的众人都不像上一周那么忙。
Stop listening to everybody in the market.
停止听市场上其他人在讲的什么。
Be still, know God, and ask Him for the Spirit, which gives us the living water to live on.
安静下，认识神，向神祈求，把你心中的带到他的面前，求神的生命的活水充满。
It's better than any. You like this better? Better than any iPhone.
这个比所有的 iPhone 啊，改手机更好。
God is selling us the best thing there is, and it's free.
神给我们一个最好的东西，卖给我们最好的东西，而且这个是没有是免费的。
Let's pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Jesus Christ in heaven, we thank you that you came to give us the living water.
在天堂里面的我们的神耶稣，我们谢谢你赐给我们的活水。
We thank you that you sent your Holy Spirit.
我们谢谢感谢你赐下圣灵。
And we ask you to forgive us for being so busy that we never stop listening.
我们祈求你赦免我们，你原谅我们，因为我们平时生活实在太忙。
So we pray that you help us to slow down, to stop, and to listen to you.
我们向你祷告，祈求你让我们能够停下来，让我们能够减慢我们生活的节奏。
We pray that we can have the courage to feel the emptiness and the pain in our hearts.
我们可以聆听你，我们可以有这样的勇气，把我们的生命里面的悲哀跟空洞跟没有意义来带到你的面前。
We pray that you help us to just ask you.
我们祷告你帮助我们向你来祈求我们灵里的需要。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名我们祷告。阿们。